I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics, entering the ranks now of the great filmmakers.
Nose to nose with Martin Scorsese?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? This is good stuff.
Just don't get ahead of yourself. This guy's only made five movies. Bong Joon-ho.
As a relatively young man, he won Best Writer, Best Director, and Best Film, Parasite, at the last Oscars.
Do you think it deserved it?
Absolutely. As you remember, I made a fool of myself on television by saying that 1917 was going to win.
Yeah.
But I did say I thought Parasite was a better movie.
Mm-hmm. You know, this movie made history in all of the 92 years of the Academy Awards. Never has a foreign language film taken that top Best Picture honor. It's not a feel-good movie. It's kind of a dark comedy, but it's got some social satire going on, some commentary. Yep. Introducing a new kind of film to audiences is always cool.
He is so contemporary. And you and I talked about him before he became a big deal, because we loved Snowpiercer.
Yeah, Snowpiercer was exciting.
A terrific science fiction film, beautifully photographed.
They slipped that one through, I think, the studios, because they got Chris Evans to star in it.
I know, so, and they didn't know.
Right, they have Captain America headlining this lower budget action movie.
Yes.
Post-apocalyptic action movie about class war on a train moving in perpetuity.
Yeah, right around the earth. Mm-hmm. The only survivors, the working class down at the tail of that train, is not going to put up with the shenanigans that the upper class
people in the back mount the revolution get to the front of the train.
But look at, then there's a film he had called The Host.
That's the first one I saw. That's his first.
Yeah, right. Talk about the virus that could almost be a pandemic now.
Yeah.
The figurative properties of that host, a monster coming up out of the river because some American scientist told his Korean assistant to pour this liquid down the drain.
Classic premise, right?
Yes.
Of science and laziness.
Yes.
Coming together.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when that movie came out, it was a lot of fun. It was obviously he didn't have a big budget, pretty decent CGI. The fun of it is really in just this monster wreaking havoc in the daylight. That's what I really enjoyed
about it. Oh, is that right? Yeah.
You know, because so many of these things, they try to hide the CGI and nighttime and fast cutting. And there was something very old school fun about watching this monster.
Well, he talks about his early days in protecting the little camera that he had and getting some buds in school, making a movie. Sounds just like Spielberg. And then gradually working himself up into being what now is maybe the premier director in the world.
Yeah.
If you think about his achievement.
Right. Hollywood is already calling. Do you abandon, if you're Bong Joon-ho, your country of origin, when you've just put its cinema on the global map?
I have faith that he likes his country. He likes what he is doing for his country. I mean, Korea is just very excited about this, the world recognition.
Well, not as well versed in Korean film as I should be. I have checked some of these movies out.
Okay.
And they are so beautiful. There is this whole world out there of these great movies. And I know we've read about them, we've heard about them. But now it's time to kind of really dig in, check out what this country has to offer. They've been making some of the great films the past 20 years.
And when Ang Lee came on with Crouching Tiger as an Asian director and winning the Oscar, that was maybe the beginning, but he's the only other one that's ever won the Oscar.
Yeah.
And Bong, we have the new wave. And if you've seen him on the circuit, he is one major charmer. And I think Bong has some of Orson Welles in him.
Yeah.
A sense of amusement in what he's doing. And certainly all of his films have that comic quality, even though they're serious subjects.
Yeah.
You know, the freezing of the earth, virus business. He's not Orson Welles yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think he has a really magnificent Ambersons yet to show us what he can do.
And nor is he a Scorsese yet. Scorsese didn't win a Best Directing Oscar until The Departed.
Oh, kid, please.
And
this hurts me.
Never having won the Oscar, he made better films. So I hope this guy doesn't lose his sense of place in the world.
He said this. He said, if something doesn't go well in the course of the day, we go back home and we watch the films of our mentors. Hitchcock, in my case. Bong Joon-ho. We have more Bong to go.
Take a Bong hit. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.